going on, everybody? Locked On Eagles. Welcome into the show. Louie DiBiase joining you on the podcast. As always, on this Friday edition, I am recording right here at midnight, actually. So we got an early morning start here to the show. But I'm up all night, guys, dedicated to getting you 4 to 5 podcasts a week right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day, and hopefully you're listening to this now in your car, on your way to work, maybe on your way home, at the desktop, on your desk at work, LockedOnEagles.com, or any podcast platform. I do recommend, though, Himalaya podcast apps. I've been using it for all my podcasts. Now, I like to listen to not only sports podcasts, but there's a couple TV shows. I'm big into The 100 right now on the CW. If you're a big sci-fi person, I recommend that show. And there's some great podcasts about that, and, you know, movie podcasts, fantasy, sports, you name it. Himalaya's got shareable podcast playlists, you know, kind of like Apple Music does and Spotify. So if you have a buddy that you love the podcast he listens to on your guys' way to the beach or to the game, you can find that his playlist and you can add it into your phone. Also, you can categorize them based on your sports shows, your, you know, television show, podcast, you name it. That is the app to go to, but we are available on any podcast platform. Just tell Siri or Alexa to play the Locked On Eagles podcast. I just want to give you guys all a shout-out. I had so much fun the past couple days with this all-time Eagles offense game that we've been doing. And if you missed any of it, follow us on Twitter at LockedOnBirds and at DiBiase LOE, also Gino at Gino underscore LOE. A couple days ago, I created a game. It's a popular game around sports Twitter where you build a roster or an NBA starting lineup or an offensive team or defensive team in the NFL with $15, right? I made the Eagles version of this and did the podcast yesterday with Gino. It was awesome. We both listed off our offensive weapons that we were going to, you know, from the entire Eagles history. You could have Carson Wentz for $5. You could have Randall Cunningham for $4. If you want to pair, I paired up Carson Wentz with Ricky Waters. Not going to say who my wide receivers were and tight ends. You're going to have to go out and check the podcast yesterday. Me and Gino gave our all-time Eagles offensive teams with $15 we had to work with. But also, it was our first giveaway of the Locked On Eagles podcast as our new Tee Public store opened up. And to win it, we nominated 3 fans that put together some really good teams. We want you guys to go vote on that because the winner gets a free DeSean Jackson 2.0 laptop sticker. That's our first design for the store. It's awesome. It's a really cool design of DeSean. Basically, it's him against the Giants and the Miracle in the new Meadowlands, and it's got 2.0 under it. We're celebrating DeSean coming back to Philadelphia, a fan favorite of mine and a fan favorite of the city of Philadelphia for the past 9 years. So the guys that we have up on Twitter for the poll, we have it up for another 24 hours. So we've got 3 teams, like I just said here, that are up for nomination. We've got Jeff's team, and he's on Twitter at PhillyFreck215. He's got Carson Wentz, Ricky Waters, Alshon Jeffrey, Jeremy Maclin, and Trey Burton. So you can go vote for him if you want on my Twitter account at DiBiaseLOE. We've got Brandon's team. He's on Twitter at B_Allen91. Michael Vick, LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson, Alshon Jeffrey, and Trey Burton. I spent like all day yesterday coming up with the right combination because there's so many fun ones. And you guys you really killed us with so many different teams, combinations of different eras. I love these kind of things. And it's part of why I like sports so much is because we get to do this kind of stuff even in the offseason when there's absolutely nothing going on right now in the world of the Philadelphia Eagles. And then we got Brendan on Twitter at EaglesFan0226. His squad was Michael Vick, Brian Westbrook, Terrell Owens, DeSean Jackson, and Trey Burton. He's in the lead right now at 53% of the votes, 22%. Brandon, you're in last, buddy. I'm rooting for you, but right now you're in last, and then Jeff is at 25% in second place. So make sure you go vote for one of those guys, one of the 3 at the end of this poll, which is going to end tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. The winner, once again, will get a free DeSean Jackson 2.0 laptop sticker. As for today, I want to get into a more serious note. I was watching the Philadelphia Eagles posted a Inside the Look. It's a mic'd up video of offensive line coach Jeff Stoutland, and they showed him working at mini camps on drills with, you know, Jason Kelsey, the typical veterans, but also Andre Dillard and Matt Pryor and Jordan Mailata and a lot of these undrafted rookies the Eagles brought in. A lot of good, interesting interior offensive linemen that draft analysts really think have a shot at making the roster for the Eagles. And it just got me thinking, of course, Jeff Stoutland has clearly been a top offensive line coach in the league for, I mean, he's been with the Eagles now since 2013. So for over 6 years, he has been clearly somebody that is respected around the league and not just around the NFL circles. But Nick Saban tried, Stoutland was actually with Alabama before Philadelphia, but Saban tried prying Stoutland away from Philadelphia once again. But luckily, they have had, to me, the best offensive line coach in the league for 6 years. And you can tell just, man, how likable he is, how awesome, how I would gravitate towards his coaching style. Because, I mean, it's aggressive, it's definitely passionate, but you can just see how genuine it is. And it just, with so much intelligence, it's no surprise that the Eagles, even when Jason Peters got hurt, were able to get the most out of Halepulivahti Vaitai and moving Isaac Seumalo all across the line of scrimmage at center and guard and tackle. I mean, this Eagles offensive line, it's something that's very special to the Eagles that not a lot of teams have. I mean, go see the Arizona Cardinals and their disaster of an offensive line. But the Eagles haven't really had to worry about their line for, man, maybe a decade now at this point. And a lot of it has to do with Stoutland, the past going on his seventh season, being an integral part of that. But, of course, those offensive lines were really good. But coming up next after the break, I'm going to get into why Jeff Stoutland, he's never had a more important assignment. He's never had a more important season resting on his shoulders than 2019. It's not really for the 2019 Eagles specifically, but for the future of the team. So that's coming up next right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. Guys, today's podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew. Blue Chew isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants that extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, that awkwardness that we try to avoid for our entire lives, none of that. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our Locked On Eagles listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code Locked On. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code Locked On to try for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast today. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Louis DiBiase here on this Friday edition of Locked On Eagles. If you're not subscribed to the show already, we got 4 to 5 podcasts going into your phone, going into your computer a week right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Once again, your team every single day of the week. And that's, look, you're not going to find another Eagles podcast out there that does that. And I think that you're missing out if you don't have us in your phone subscribed so you can get every single show in there doing a different topic every time. I think there's been a lot of variety, and we hope you guys have enjoyed it. Also, if you can, to help us grow the show, if you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you listen to, and also if you could leave us a 5-star rate, that would be great of you guys. Very kind of all of you. Those are my shameless plugs for the day. Let's get back into what I was hinting at the end of the first segment. And I want to talk about Jeff Stoutland today again. I think it's pretty clear that he, again, is an elite offensive line coach. I was nerding out watching the video of him working with Dillard and Maialata and Pryor today on the Eagles' official Twitter account. I just love seeing football is such a, like, the more you find out about football, about the sport itself, and about technique, and about X's and O's, and salary cap, the more you start to realize you know way less than you thought you did. I mean, it's just an incredibly diverse, complex sport and universe, and I really do appreciate it, and it's why I like these mic'd ups, because, especially with coaches, in the summer when they get into the nitty-gritty and they're trying to teach a guy like Jordan Maialata and, you know, a raw player or a rookie and Andre Dillard, listening to him talk about technique and the passion he has in his voice and, you know, kind of going back and forth chirping some of the players, I nerd out on that kind of stuff. It was an awesome video. Make sure you go check that out on the Eagles Twitter account. I just love seeing the coaches, you know, get down to the nitty-gritty, because, you know, we see coach debates all the time around NFL Twitter and just other sports as well, but you never really truly know the value of a coach until you see these kind of videos, right? I mean, if you ask me, I think this is the kind of stuff, because there's no stat for, you know, Jeff Stoutland teaching Jordan Maialata, you know, a certain technique or teaching versatility in Halepulivahti Vaitai. So it was awesome, and it started making me think after watching this video just how important Jeff Stoutland is this season, how crucial he is more now than ever. Because, again, like we said, certified elite offensive line coach for a while now. But he hasn't had to really develop anybody throughout his career with the Eagles, right? I mean, yes, Lane Johnson, of course, is the big one. But Lane Johnson was a top five pick, right? Lane Johnson was somebody that probably, no matter what, was going to become one of the best tackles in the NFL. He's had a proven core for a long time, right? You had the likes of Evan Mathis back in the day. Jason Peters has been a first ballot Hall of Famer really since he came to Philadelphia in 2009. Brandon Brooks, when they brought him in, even Wiz was a guy that had, you know, starting experience. You just go across the board, for the most part, they've had proven commodities. But now, it's not that he is crucial. Of course, he's crucial for the starting offensive line in 2019. But the offensive line's future now is on his shoulders more than ever, because he has not only Andre Dillard, who they took in the first round to be the heir apparent to Jason Peters, but also still this blank canvas, this ginormously tall and athletic offensive lineman in Jordan Mailata that never played football before outside of last year. And you saw the huge steps he took from June into August in the preseason, and a lot of that had to do with Jeff Stoutland, but continuing to develop him into that, you know, backup right tackle, a swing offensive lineman that can play guard as well. He has that athleticism. Getting him to be that next potential diamond in the rough for the Eagles on the offensive line, there's no set, you know, everyone knows Dillard's going to be the left tackle of the future, and it's important to develop him. There is no set position or role for Mailata's future, but having that kind of asset, not only could you maybe even eventually trade him, but having that guy's depth with his physical capabilities, it's going to be instrumental for Stoutland to make sure that Mailata continues on this trajectory, on this path of development, because you never know what the future is with a lot of these players health-wise. I mean, we saw it with Brandon Brooks. Now he's coming off a torn Achilles. So that's the thing too, teaching Big V versatility. Big V is probably going to be your starting right guard to start the year if Brooks is not ready. And according to a lot of people that have seen Big V at camp, he's been doing really well at right guard. So Stoutland right now is responsible not only for developing two of your potential future core in Andre Dillard and Jordan Mailata, but he's also trying to get Halipuli Vaitai ready for guard, considering he's always played tackle. He's played left and right tackle coming in for Lane Johnson and Jason Peters, but he's never been a guard before. And now coming in your fourth year, you're going to be potentially the starting right guard to start the season. Stoutland, that's a very important thing for Stoutland to get Big V ready for. Even working with a Matt Pryor, who could be your new swing backup offensive lineman that can play across the board in the future. He is so important. Jeff Stoutland is so instrumental right now to the future of this Eagles offensive line and really deciding where these guys are going to play, making sure that when this offensive line era comes to an end, they are ready to move on and continue with Carson Wentz having a great offensive line and them just not skipping a beat. And look, I'm not saying that the entire offensive line, like, it's not going to be 1 or 2 years where suddenly 4/5 of the offensive line currently, that's to me the top in the league, is going to be gone. I mean, of course, it's really Dillard is the big one, because Jason Peters, I give him one more year, and although never count out Jason Peters. The guy has looked like a Hall of Famer even at age 35, 36. So you never know. But Lane Johnson's still going to be there for a while. I feel like Brandon Brooks, too, still in his prime. But you look at it, Jason Kelce right now, of course, he just got that contract extension, but he's in his 30s. Jason Peters coming down soon. Who knows? Maybe they move Sayamalu at center eventually. And then, hey, here's this left guard spot that's open for Mailata or Big V if he's still here, or Pryor. Regardless, it's so important this year that Jeff Stoutland gets the most and continues to develop this young core. Let's take a quick break here. We'll wrap up the show. Coming up next, this is Locked on Eagles. All right, guys, welcome back. Yeah, I'm looking at just the Eagles offensive line on paper. The starting five, still same one of the Super Bowl team in 2017, but I mean, I can't remember a time they've had this much young potential star power at the offensive line that's not even going to play, specifically Andre Diller. I mean, Dillard's going to play eventually, but this year, unless Jason Peters is injured, you're not going to see Andre Diller this year. Jordan Mailata, I just really am excited about the prospects of his future if he can pan out, if Stout can get the most out of him. And, you know, Matt Pryor and even Big V, for what he is, the fact that you have him as what, maybe your second backup, third backup offensive lineman now too, because we can't forget Wiz is back there. It is incredible, and Stoutland has a lot to do with how good this offensive line is, but really why he is so important in 2019, specifically this summer, is the biggest of Jeff Stoutland's career in Philadelphia, is because now Philadelphia has finally invested, you know, a first-round pick in Andre Dillard. Of course, Jordan Mailata really wasn't a high draft pick, but he has this crazy upside now that's not even going to play, and he has the ability now to shape the Eagles offensive line for another 5-10 years after a few of these players right now on the offensive line eventually move on. It's a huge responsibility, but this is why you got to feel really grateful that you have Jeff Stoutland that is taking on this responsibility this year. And I don't know, just watching the video made me think of it, because watching him teach Dillard and Mailata and Pryor and these undrafted free agents, it's a big, big deal that Jeff Stoutland is in Philadelphia right now, because he is the guy that is going to control your future for the offensive line. I feel very good about the prospects of this line's future. Now that Wentz has that contract extension, you got to make sure he has a great offensive line for pretty much the rest of his career. And that's what they can pretty much make sure. They can certify that, hey, Andre Dillard's coming up here at left tackle. Wherever Mailata goes eventually, we know he can be a starting offensive lineman. Maybe prior to, we've locked up Isaac Seumalo long term, and here we are with the best offensive line coach in the league in Jeff Stoutland. It's very exciting, and we all know how important offensive lines are. We see Dak Prescott's going to get paid probably $34 to $36 million now, in large part because his offensive line makes him look better than he really is. Okay, there's what my finish is going to be for the podcast today. A little Dak Prescott jab there to end up the show. That makes me feel good about today's podcast. I could have said everything else inaccurate, but as long as I got that Dak jab in here, I'm feeling good. All right, make sure you follow us on Twitter once again to keep this conversation going. Follow us at LockedOnBirds, at DBSCLOE, and at Gino_LOE. Right now, if you want 30% off, guys, on DeSean Jackson apparel, you need some new DeSean Jackson merchandise, DJX 2.0. Memorabilia is up and available on our TeePublic store. Just type in Locked On Eagles at teepublic.com. Please subscribe to the show if you're not already. And as always, thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And let's go, Birds, baby.